Hello again, everybody, and welcome to our newest edition of
Making Waves.
Right here on LakeChelanNow.com. Dennis Rahm, Steve Bykwist. And Steve, first off, want to take care of a little business, but what a pleasure to do this and welcoming in a couple of our new sponsors here on the program. And they include Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan, just recently, by the way, awarded the King 5 Evening Magazine honor again as the top resort in the Northwest. So congratulations to them. They are a multi-time winner, by the way, of that award. Also welcoming in today, our good friend Steve at Chelan Realty.
They've been around for 75 years. Campbell's have been around a little longer than 75 years. However, both very Campbell's and Chelan Realty, longtime boosters, I guess, of the Lake Chelan community. Certainly participants in the business community for, well over 75 years.
Now, Campbell's has been in that one location since they've been here over 100 years, but you were saying that the Chelan Realty, we know 75-plus years for them, and folks know where they end with that bright orange sign down on the corner now, but they were in another locale.
Now in the RW Little Building, but when we came here, they were in the 200 block of Wooden Avenue on the other side of the street, up in the vicinity where the chamber is today.
There you go. Well, anyway, officially welcoming Campbell's Resort and Chelan Realty to the Making Waves program here on LakeChelanNow.com. Steve, we're going to begin today with kind of a look back to last week, and it seems like we've been talking hydroplanes for a long, long time here on the show. We have a little bit, but it was finally the capping event. It was the Apple Cup Regatta, the return of spring racing to the waters of Lake Chelan, and even though there was very little time to put this event together, it came off without a hitch.
Go fast, turn right. A little bit of fire and yes, excitement on board one of the boats, but for the first-time event and given a short period of time to get it organized, the Evans, John Walker, what have you, were able to put together, I'd call it a premier event.
Yeah, it was.
And the wind didn't blow.
You got it right. And I think we can be thanked for that, because we talked about that a lot, that hopefully that would not occur. Yeah, it was great. And one of the things that I've never experienced here, Steve, in my time, it was always fall hydro racing that I had been used to. And there was concern, obviously, a little bit, because maybe you have wind in the spring. Also, you don't have as much water in the lake. But that lack of water created such a beautiful beach area,
right,
for viewing.
Great spot to bring the lawn chair and the family down, even picnic on the beach. We have sand this time of year to do that. Low bank sandy beach, as the realtors would call it. And tremendous spot for racing on Lake Chelan. And the original Apple Cup, as folks may remember, unlimited hydroplane racing back in the days of Norm Evans and crew, were held in the spring. And it's interesting to go to the museum and look at some of the old photos of it and some of the old video from, I think, King TV, I believe King. Nonetheless, tremendous historical information on the original Apple Cup.
Yeah, I want to thank Mark Lippincott. He provided some outstanding vintage photos to us that we were able to post up on our website, LakeChelanNow.com. One of those included Bill Muncy sitting on the dock with his crew, and it kind of gave a nice little flavor to the new race, which was part of this $10,000 Pro Light shootout. Unfortunately, Steve, there were only three of the Pro Lights that made it here to Chelan, because so many of them broke the previous week in week number one at Lawrence Lake and Yelm. And by the time the day was one, only one boat was still in it. As we talked about, it was the Agitator that had that fire. And pretty compelling video. If you haven't had a chance, go to our website at LakeChelanNow.com, and you'll see a story posted about the fire aboard the Agitator. And included in that story, there's a video link that includes cam footage from inside the cockpit as the driver is able to make his escape from that craft. And it really illustrates, Steve, why it's so important for these drivers to get the proper training and to get certified in terms of how to exit a boat in a time of an emergency.
Compelling video. You know, I just reflect on, where were we before GoPro cameras? I mean, they're everywhere. And it's great to be able to see that kind of video.
But all in all, a good weekend of racing. We thank all those that put in the hard hours of work to make it happen. And to put a little capper on it, we had the chance to catch up with one of those involved in organizing the event, John Walker. As a matter of fact, when I found him, Steve, he wasn't in the beer garden. He was near it, but he was outside with a couple of buddies smoking a stogie. There's a great picture of him online with that. But let's hear some reflections from John on how this race went with a short amount of time to plan it.
Once you get the format and get the operations, get the permits, City of Chelan's been wonderful. Parks Department's been great. And, you know, we organize the event, and then Region 10 people come over from Seattle Inboard, and they actually are running the race themselves. So Mitch, Mark, Barb, and myself, I mean, we're just organizing. We're running the beer garden. We're handling the toes in, toes out. Chris Beckel also is helping. But, yeah, we've done it plenty of times. It's pretty much on auto.
What does it mean to you guys that are so involved in hydroplane racing to kind of pay respect to the original Apple Cup Regatta and have spring racing here on the lake?
Well, yeah, I think it's a really good idea, and it works out perfectly with the rest of the circuit, and gets the guys a chance to come over. You know, the way racing's going, in my opinion, is there won't be a limited race in Western Washington in the next 10 years because all the restrictions and all the lakes and everything that's going on. So the future of boat racing is going to be in Eastern Washington, and that's just the way it is. But it's very, very important. You know, Mitch and Mark's dad, you know, of course, Mitch and Mark and I have been racing for over 30 years. Actually, Mitch and Mark have been racing for over 50 years. So it's really important. It's really fun. You know, now that I don't own a hotel anymore and don't own a restaurant anymore, it's a little different story for me from that standpoint. But, you know, I'm still involved with racing on a daily basis. I race the U-12 Graham trucking boat. But it's really important for us to have boats over here. I mean, it's absolutely fabulous.
And I'm guessing there's good promise for the years ahead to keep to this May race, because it's kind of nice to have the expanded beach area here. The viewing is absolutely an amazing opportunity for the fans to come down and get down close to the water's edge. We see people down there in their chairs just enjoying right at the start line.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think if we can get some additional support and from chamber and from local businesses and stuff, it's a great event. It'll fill up town. It filled up the park. I mean, it's the future is here. There's no question about it.
You mentioned Eastern Washington maybe becoming the focal point for racing because of restrictions on the west side. And even this year, there are three of these shootout series races in our immediate area, because you got Chelan now, Pateras coming up in August, and then Manson in September.
Correct. Yeah, and we also have the Richland Regatta in the little boats. It's the future is here. Pateras wants to have a race again. ENEAT. So I think the future is here. I mean, there's a groundswell, if you want to call it that, of support from the local communities. And it's a great way to bring in a lot of people. I mean, the Mahogany Merlot thing, you know, we started that like 27 years ago, and it was just kind of quiet. But now I think we're getting 5,000 or 6,000 people show up for that thing. And, you know, people love coming to Eastern Washington. We love having them. So it's just it's a natural.
And our thanks to John Walker, who we caught up with on the last day of the race this past weekend for the Apple Cup Regatta at Don Morris Park. Great event, guys, and good job on that. Want to take care of a little bit of business right now and remind you that Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan, one of our sponsors here on Making Waves. And for those of you in North Central Washington, from Tenasket to Wenatchee, Mansfield to Plain, Campbell's is extending their locals rate through June 14th. That's a great deal, and that's extending nearly into the summer now. June 14th, stay at Campbell's, your favorite destination resort, and receive 25% off the best available rate. Dine at the pub and veranda, take a spa treatment, explore the area's wineries, or just get out and have some fun on the town. It's the locals rate at Campbell's Resort on Lake Chelan, voted the 2018 best resort in the Northwest by Evening Magazine and King5.com. Visit Campbell's Resort for details online at campbellsresort.com.
A couple of things to mention, Dennis, and we'd be remiss in indicating that the Old Mill 4-wide launch ramp is now open in Manson. A lot of boaters have been waiting that. So after some repaving and tremendous amount of work done by the Chelan County Public Utility District, managed by the Manson Park and Recreation District, the facility is open. Also would be remiss in not going too terribly far and making waves here on Lake Chelan now without talking about Nansen Apple Blossom Festival.
We're going to do that a lot, as a matter of fact, in just a moment. When we return after the break, we're talking the Nansen Apple Blossom Festival coming up, of course, Saturday, and all kinds of activities. We'll give you the lowdown on that. And by the way, Steve, not only give the lowdown, maybe what's coming up, kind of let it out. You and I are going to be down roaming around Nansen coming up on Saturday, and we'll be doing some live Facebook reports as part of that, just like we kind of tried that out at the Hydro races, had a lot of fun with it. So we hope to see you down in Nansen on Saturday. Going to put you to work, bud.
Okay.
We'll be back with Making Waves in just a moment. Welcome you back, Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. We promised we would talk Apple Blossom, and we're going to do that. The 98th annual Nansen Apple Blossom Festival coming up this weekend, and it's the 2018 edition. It actually, Steve, begins today with the Student and Community Art Show, which will be taking place through Saturday at Allison's in Nansen. More activities start tomorrow. It's the pageant. And then, of course, the capper is everything that happens on Saturday. But you've had a lot of experience at Nansen Apple Blossom Festivals.
Yes. There's been several of them. We've actually had a little bit of snow and or hail. Not going to be the case this year.
No.
One Apple Blossom, when we were working at the radio station and doing the PA coverage and parade coverage live, we were at the Legion Hall, which is now the Professional Center. By the way, the Legion Hall used to be used for wrestling, boxing, and basketball for the community. And I remember hearing some gentleman, probably deceased by now, who had played basketball in that facility, and it barely had enough room for a regulation court. The boilers were downstairs, and the heat came up through grating on the floor, and if you happened to fall on some of that grating, it was extremely hot, and some people actually got burned playing basketball in the facility back when it was the Legion. They had smokers there boxing and wrestling.
Wow.
And those, yeah, anyway.
That's a good way to, you know, if you have a little issue with somebody, let's put on the gloves and take care of it.
I think there was a little of that done, actually.
I'm sure.
Making Waves is brought to you by Chelan Realty, most experienced and knowledgeable realty firm in the Lake Chelan Valley. Been here, as we mentioned earlier, 75 years. Certainly professionals, well-recognized, respected, recommended. We would recommend that you inquire with Chelan Realty. The R.W. Little Building, an older building, downtown Chelan, right there on the corner, 141 East Wooden Avenue, or ChelanRealty.com.
Hey, Steve, I don't know if you have caught wind of this, but also it may soon be the location of a downtown webcam perched up there on top, and we'll be able to have kind of a sweeping view of the downtown location. That could be a fun one.
It would be a great one to take a look at.
Yeah.
Particularly for people who may go south or elsewhere in the wintertime, take a look at what's going on at home and how big the snow curl is in the middle of the road.
And you can walk by and wave. Go,
yes,
hey,
there
I am. Chelan Realty webcam. Look for that coming later. All right, so back to Apple Blossom, 98th edition, Steve, the pageant, Friday night, 6 o'clock at the high school. But then Saturday, one of my favorite events is
Anson's
the breakfast.
Kiwanis Breakfast, mm-hmm. Kicking it off. Downtown Nansen, of course, at the Grange Hall, and it's always filling.
Yes.
It's a filling event.
And it's a great way to start and get all prepped up for a long day of fun.
You can bulk up for the fall of the pig jig.
There you go.
Nothing like a pig jig with pancakes.
And syrup, just kind of sitting
yeah.
there. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sponsored by North Cascades Bank in downtown
yep.
Nansen.
And by the way, it's a pig jig fun run. Distances, there are two different ones.
2K and 5.
An easy 2K and then a 5K. For those that have a little bit more stamina and want to do that. And so pig jig, breakfast, you roll right on into the street fair and the quilt show, all of that. You can check it out. And then, of course, the parade happens, Steve.
That's downtown Nansen, of course, right down Main Street. And I can reflect on a couple of parades past, including one when I was in junior high school in March, my first marching experience with the Pioneer Junior High School Bears. Pioneer Junior High from Wenatchee came up Ooh. To Nansen and did the Apple Blossom Festival, went by the house that I later bought, and I remember reflecting, looking at it, going, I'd sure like a house with a drive-through driveway. Ended up with one that I happened to see when I was in junior high marching, and this would have been in 1960-ish.
Wow. I bet you never envisioned you'd be involved in so many apple blossoms after that one.
No.
So the big parade, it's always a lot of fun. You got bands and floats, and it's a chance to, you know, I've been hearing the, we're near the high school in Chelan here, Steve, and I've been hearing the high school band out marching around town practicing and in preparation. They obviously were also in the Wenatchee Apple Blossom, but will be in the Manson Apple Blossom Festival and out, you know, kind of getting things tuned up and ready to go on that. So the Manson band will be there, the Chelan band will be there, the middle school bands are there, visiting bands from other areas and floats, and usually we have the dancing horses and all kinds of fun stuff part of the parade, and it should be a great time. And I know, Steve, you like it so much that you said, hey, I just got to be down there and let's do some of these live Facebook reports from downtown Manson for the Apple Blossom Festival. So look for them on our Facebook page of LakeChelanNow.com, and we hope to have a chance to interview some of the folks as well and have in the next edition of Making Waves more of a post wrap-up on this year's Apple Blossom as well. We'll be taking lots of photos. That'll be up on the website, LakeChelanNow.com. So busy, fun day coming up.
Immediately following the parade, Dennis, we'd be remiss without mentioning the annual Chicken Noodle Dinner, which has been going on for just about as long as the festival has, a major fundraiser for the festival. That happens at the North Shore Bible Church, another filling event. That'll be from around 12:30 or so. There's a basketball tournament that goes on. And then Manson Idol will also be going on this year at the North Shore Bible Church. That's a fun event as well. North Shore Bible Church for the Chicken Noodle Dinner, immediately followed then by the Manson Idol event.
And this year, Queen Alyssa Lamar of the Apple Blossom Festival and daughter of Brett and Beverly and the late Sherry Lamar, two brothers, Jared and Bryce. And I found it interesting, Steve, that Alyssa plans to attend Whitworth University to get a pre-med degree and then become a pediatrician through the Washington State University Medical Center, and has plans to come back to Manson and work inside the Valley. That's pretty cool.
Good to hear. And I've enjoyed over the past, 16, 18 years watching her grow up in the community, and a very active family in the community. Has a lot of the positive attributes. How's that of Mom Sharon? The late Sharon Lamar.
Absolutely. And also we want to give a tip of the hat to the grand marshals of this year's parade. That will be Dave and Betty Pettit. So there's a little preview of Manson Apple Blossom coming up. And again, things actually shaking out as the activities begin on Thursday and continue all the way through the weekend. Hope to see you out there at Apple Blossom this weekend.
98th edition, Manson Apple Blossom Festival.
There you go. We're going to take a brief pause, and we'll be back with more on this edition of Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. Welcome back, everybody. Dennis Rom, Steve Bykwist here on Making Waves.
Lake Chelan Now presentation, and brought to you by the Campbells and Chelan Realty.
There you go. Thank you for that, sir. Hey, I had a great time. It was unfortunate. I know you weren't able to be there, but I got to go. I always like to get out on the lake, as you know, and I was invited to go on this cruise aboard the Lady Express, as there were a group of dignitaries, many from Chelan County, including county commissioners, PUD commissioners, our 12th District State Legislator and Chamber Director Mike Steele, Mike Caputa, talking about water quality. All kinds of people were aboard there, and they were greeting a delegation that came from Kyrgyzstan. It's a region in Central Asia.
Sister arrangement,
yeah,
with Chelan County.
Yeah, it was cool because they had a couple of interpreters, fortunately, because not all of them, but one of the people in their group was a policeman, and then then they had elected officials and all kinds of people that were here in that group, and they toured all through Chelan County, had the opportunity to see orchards, got to river raft the Wenatchee River. They got to participate in the Wenatchee Apple Blossom Festival, Steve, and marched in their native garb, which was kind of cool. And one of the things that they do is they hold this, it's a region with a lot of nomadic tribes that make up part of the population there. And they hold these games similar to like what Olympic Games would be, but they're called the Nomadic Games. And they're coming into their third year of this with a number of nations that will participate. And there's going to be a return visit from the Chelan County contingent coming up this September, and hopefully they're going to make it there for those nomadic games. And one of the things, Steve, is they play a game. No other way to temper this. They play a game with a goat. Okay. Instead of a ball, it's a goat, a live goat.
And what do we do with a goat?
I'm not quite sure. I didn't even want to go there. So. Yes, indeed, that was a part of it. But anyway.
I did have an opportunity to get a flavor of the Manson community and our agricultural community with a tour of Manson Growers. Of course, County Commissioner Doug England managing Manson Growers. So they got an opportunity. No goat.
No goats.
There,
no goats. So, that's a story for another day about mountain goats here, but we'll save that one. But yeah, but they enjoyed their cruise aboard the Lady Express, had a great time. And Steve, they've got a lake there, by the way, that is 2,200 feet deep, 111 miles long. It's a mountain lake, 38 miles wide at its widest. So it's, you know, much, much larger than Lake Chelan. They grow apples in the area. Lots of similarities. It's a dry climate. So, yeah, it was pretty cool stuff. And really the guy that has been instrumental in getting this whole thing put together, and it goes all the way back to 9/11. It's a fascinating story, and we want to let you hear it from Chelan County PUD Commissioner Randy Smith, who tells us how this trade delegation all came about way back when, what led him into it, what has transpired, and what they hope to get out of it. Let's listen to Randy Smith. You were telling the story that the genesis of this coming together for these communities started with you a long time ago. Kind of catch us up to speed in a nutshell. How did that all happen?
I was trapped in Washington, D.C. on September 11, 2001. And after we went through that really life-altering experience, being four blocks from the White House, not knowing where planes were in the air, I came home, and it wasn't sort of a change overnight, but all of a sudden the consul from Kyrgyzstan started nudging me to reach out to the country of Kyrgyzstan. And this idea emerged in my mind over a period of a few years that maybe somebody upstairs is telling me something and that I should look at this. And it's grown from there till that magical moment that we had with Ambassador Mukhtar and Senator Parlett, Commissioner Gaynor, Commissioner Baldwin, the dinner we had in our home with that night when we decided to try to create the MOU. The magical moment was when I asked Ambassador Mukhtar if he would like to share a joint Muslim-Christian grace for our dinner. And that changed everything. That was, the rest is history, if you will, but I think it inspired Commissioner Gaynor and Senator Parlett to see if we could push this forward. And we finally came to a closure on the MOU after a little over a year. And we're now a couple of years into the signed MOU, and this is the first delegation, and that's really exciting.
And then the first delegation here and the first official delegation going from here to there in September?
Well, we did have a delegation go to the Nomad Games, but it wasn't really an official delegation. And I think we're going to try to create this one more on an official delegation basis under the MOU, yes.
How early in the process, Randy, did you realize the similarities between these two areas so far apart in terms of large lakes, mountainous areas, agricultural areas, tourism driven, but agriculturally driven prior to that? I mean, there are so many similarities.
I think it truly required the first trip there to really understand. When Dennis Bowles was a PUD commissioner, Jim Kemple, who's a fellow orchardist up in the Cashmere area, the three of us went on that exploration, and we were just, you know, blown away with the similarities. And with knowing that this is sort of the Garden of Eden for an orchardist, the home of the apple.
Other than obviously helping to forge and strengthen the relationships when you have these visits like this, what else do the people that come and go get out of it?
I think a better understanding of each other's culture is huge. We haven't really gotten going on the educational side yet that much. We would like to have exchanges, and I think Phil Long talked about that today, the water quality studies on Lake Chelan and the potential for sharing information and sharing ideas with Izzetcool, which is a huge inland lake. That's a real one going forward. We have definitely talked in terms of what we can do to share information on agriculture. Doug England is absolutely fascinated with the fact that Izzetcool, and we haven't even talked about this, is designated as an environmentally sensitive area, and as such, no synthetic pesticides are used around the entire lake. And it's got its own biosphere, and they have very little codling moth. And we're all, as orchardists, and I don't know how well you know codling moth, but it's the worm in the apple. We're sitting there saying, why does this happen in this country? So we have something to gain from the agricultural community from them, as well as them having to gain from us.
All right. Now, I know they had kind of a Chelan day here, and that included the cruise here on the Lady Express and a tour of some of the apple facilities, processing facilities, Manson Growers. What else has been on the docket for this group at their time here in Chelan County?
Wow. Yesterday, I had them for all day, and we toured Rocky Reach Dam. We did tour an orchard up in Dryden, a pear orchard from the old wide-spaced to the new high-density pear orchard. We met with the mayor of Leavenworth, talked about the evolution of Leavenworth in terms of their development into tourism. We, on their list to see, and this is where we really don't appreciate what we have, they wanted to visit a sewer plant. They wanted to know how we dealt with water, not only wastewater, they wanted to go see a water treatment facility also. So we did that in Kashmir. Before that, they went to the top of Mission Ridge the day before that on the ski lift. Josh took them up to the top, and they visited, I think, Stemelt down there. So it's been a wide array. And
lastly, I want to ask you, of what you know from what you're getting on feedback from their group, is there maybe any one thing, I know other than maybe surprisingly want to see a sewer facility, but is there any one thing that they've maybe been surprised at in their tour of Chelan County?
I think the huge modern apple processing facility at Stemelt, that blew them away. I mean, they've never imagined anything that big. Up until now, their apple industry around the lake, which was known as the high quality apple, their apple storage has been in their basement. There's no cold storage. A new one has just been built, but there was no cold storage. Their way of handling harvest was to have truck drivers back up to the orchard. They pick the fruit, put it in the back of the truck, and send it to Kazakhstan or Russia. So that facility blew them away.
Do you know what kind of apple they grow?
They have a long list of apples that I don't know many of the names. I do know they have Bold and Delicious. I don't think that was native. I think that was imported. I think they have a form of Red Delicious. I've seen that on the tree. But there is another lady, or a lady there, that is another key in terms of our knowledge. Her name is Raiza Togolanova, and she is the holder of the germplasm repository for all of the old Kyrgy apples. She has plants in her land that are really to die for in terms of knowledge. And she's got a nursery, an orchard, germplasm. She could probably be working at the PhD level here in the United States.
I said last, but I do have one more, and that is, I know you're a real advocate for this area located in Central Asia. If you were just had the opportunity to talk to a lot of people and encourage them to go, why would you convince them to do so?
I think the natural beauty is absolutely incredible. And the generosity and hospitality of the people. So it wouldn't be for the agriculture, it would be for the culture. I think that's the, And I think the food's actually pretty good, even though it's a lot different than what we're used to eating.
And our thanks to Chelan County PUD Commissioner Randy Smith. Fascinating story about the visiting troop here. And by the way, I mentioned that Lake Steve and the region. It is Issyk-Kul Oblast. You know, I'm probably off a little bit, but that's Issyk-Kul Oblast. That's the region. That's the name of the lake, by the way, as well, that humongous lake. And it was interesting.
I have to Google it.
Yeah, you should. It was interesting, Steve, because they were surprised. Two things that stood out. One of the things they wanted to do here most of all was see a sewer plant. And then also they were very, very surprised you could not drive around Lake Chelan, because this mammoth lake that they have, you can drive all the way around it.
Wow. That would be huge.
Yes, it would. That'd be a road trip.
Several-day trip.
One would think. So, again, thanks to Randy Smith for filling in the details on that. That's going to be a wrap on this program, Steve. We want to, again, remind folks, don't forget, gear up for the Manson Apple Blossom.
98th edition of the Manson Apple Blossom Festival. Please come out and join us, or take a look at Facebook, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, should be a fun time. I look forward to seeing you out there as well. That's going to do it on Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. So long.